This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
During the week, we had a very interesting scenario, Terry. We had a young man who was participating in the PrepX trial who's seroconverted. We've got Simon Ruth on the phone, and we're very keen to have a conversation with Simon about what this means. What does this mean to our community, and what does this mean to the efficacy of the trial itself? Good morning, Simon.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Good, good. Yeah.
So has this little matter kept you busy, Simon?
Kept me busy for a few days, yeah. Late last week and, yeah, the start of this week as well. So, yes, it was an interesting time. And it's, I think we're going to learn a lot from this experience, particularly going into the post-trial prep phase.
Simon, my understanding is that we don't know exactly what's occurred yet. So there's lots of testing, lots of reviews, lots of analysis, and it may be some time before we actually definitively can say, yes, this was a seroconversion while this young man was taking PrEP, or there was something else occurring. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're right. So it's you know, it's still within the constrictions of a clinical trial and it's being managed that way. It's only just occurred in the last couple of weeks, so we can't forget that there's a human being at the end of this who's, you know, having a hard time and has just found out that he's HIV positive and also struggling, I think, with a lot of the media attention and some of the, you know, if you're reading through the comments on the Age Facebook page and some of the other pages, it's some of the comments are quite nasty and ignorant and, you know, and similar to the ones that Dean Beck got when he came out as HIV positive. Not everybody are the nicest people in the world. So it's been a difficult time for him, I imagine. And so he will be interviewed and there will be, you know, they'll try and figure out with him what's occurred and then they will also do all the scientific testing as well and check the virus. And we've never had drug-resistant virus to these two drugs in Australia. We've never had tenofovir-resistant virus, so this will be quite unique.
And internationally, Simon, because the Victorian trial is part of a group of trials, isn't it? Is this a common phenomenon?
So in Australia, yes, they're all clinical trials, but it's now available in the US, France, South Africa, I think.
All right.
One of the African countries, so it's available on various health systems as well. But worldwide, yes, there's only ever been two cases of drug-resistant virus. Both of those cases, we can rest assured in the fact that they were contained. There was no spread amongst PrEP users. Those people then got onto treatment. They're undetectable now, and they're living healthy lives, and it's they've been managed well. There's one third case out of Amsterdam where they actually don't know what's occurred. It wasn't drug-resistant virus. The person's still seroconverted, and I think there's a lot more investigation occurring in that case to try and figure out exactly what's occurred, because the gentleman was saying that he did take the pills as prescribed.
So it's so few cases worldwide you can actually enumerate them. Do we have a sense of how many people worldwide have been using various forms of PrEP?
Yep, so there's three cases. I can tell you the cities that they're from. I can tell you who the doctors are involved in them.
We don't need their names, though.
Worldwide, there's probably a couple of 100,000 people on PrEP currently. There's over 100,000 people in trials around the world. And then in the countries where it's more broadly available, like the States,
I'm not trying to say something medical when I'm not qualified to, but three in hundreds of thousands is a failure rate less than most vaccines have.
Yeah. And, you know, this we're seeing HIV rates drop in many of the cities where PrEP's been embraced. So it has prevented probably thousands of HIV infections worldwide so far, and there's three where it hasn't worked as well as we would have hoped.
Simon, it's great to put that into context. What's been the community's reaction to this latest case?
It's been difficult. I mean, it bubbled around on social media for a few days. We weren't going to comment at that point because it was still a clinical trial, and then Fairfax said they would publish an article regardless of whether anyone involved was going to make any comment, which is why we put out our press release. So I think the community on the main sites, our sites, Prep Access Now, Prep for Change, the ones where this sort of thing's discussed, they've been fairly good at self-moderating. I think, you know, Victorian gay men particularly are very well informed about PrEP. We've been talking about PrEP for the last 4 years here. They have a very good understanding of the science and what's going on. And our press release was really around encouraging people, don't go off the drugs, don't go rushing to your GPs. This is okay. You can deal with it at your next appointment with your doctor. And don't lose faith in PrEP, because PrEP is still undetectable viral AIDS, probably the safest mechanism for preventing HIV, and then PrEP would be a close second to that, and then condoms are coming in at third. So PrEP is still a highly effective way of preventing yourself from getting HIV.
Simon, I could imagine that there'd be a lot of people out there who'd be quite wobbly about using PrEP with this sort of news around. Have you had people who are saying this is not for me anymore, or are questioning its efficacy?
There is that discussion occurring online. We haven't had anyone ringing us up querying why that's involved or what's going on. There have been people in the trial, though, and people along the way who start PrEP and then at some point decide, look, I don't want to take a pill every day. I'm not finding this to be the, you know, the prevention mechanism that I want, and I'm happy to go back to condoms, or I'm happy to, you know, trust that my partner's undetectable and go down that path. So PrEP isn't for everyone, and it never will be. You can't buy it at 2 a.m. from a vending machine in the peel toilets like you can with condoms. So condoms will always have a place in prevention in the big scheme of things, and PrEP will also have a place. And together, that's how we'll drive down HIV infections across Australia.
And of course, some people would prefer to use PEP as opposed to PrEP, post-exposure prophylaxis.
Yeah, so PEP, it's essentially the same drugs as PrEP, and you take it afterwards. So some people would describe it as being like a morning after pill. You need to be on it within 72 hours of the event, and then you take it for a month. It's probably not as effective as PrEP, as having the drugs in your system at the time, but it's a very good fallback mechanism. And there is the getpep.info website if people want to find out where they can get PrEP from across Victoria or anywhere across Australia. There's one website you can go to called getpep.info.
Getpep.info. Thank you very much, Simon. Simon, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. This obviously is quite concerning for our community, and we'll keep an eye on this. No doubt, as information becomes available, we'll keep our listeners informed as well.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.